Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal. Welcome to the show, everybody. It is Tuesday, November the 9th, and we are here. We have our first caller from Puerto Rico on hold. We have a caller from Kentucky. Other people may call in as the show goes on. But for the most important part, I'd like to bring Elisa in. How are you doing, Elisa?
Good morning. I'm doing great. And I have a lot of good to share with people. So
awesome. Are we going to talk about
when we're hopeless?
Yeah, when we're hopeless.
Yes. Yes, because I was at an event this weekend, and there's a lot of, you know, there's been a lot of shifts happening that are invisible. We're not seeing it, but we're feeling it. We're noticing things are very different and not what we're used to, or maybe going through this transformation. And the uncertainty of it creates a worry and a fear for some, and also for the ones that are, you know, in that realm of just allowing life to open to whatever it is that's ahead, we're like excited for what is ahead. So it's just, there's two different platforms right now going on, and people are awakening to what is it I'm supposed to do. You know, everything that once was is shifting and changing, and some people's lives are kind of being uprooted and switched around and making choices that are, you know, best for them, but feeling that they have to make some really hard choices. And it creates this hopelessness and this feeling of uncertainty of, am I going to, you know, lose everything I had? Am I going to not be employed if I choose to do a different choice? Or what if, you know, they're taking a different direction and it doesn't fit what I want to, you know, do, and what do I do with myself? And so people are going through their own questioning, and I'm starting to see, you know, this emotional release from people of just feeling so much stuff just building up inside of themselves of this fear of, oh my gosh, where do I turn to next? And it's about understanding in the silence and the reflection of the self that when you're being pushed to take a different direction, it is because there's a better plan, there's a bigger opportunity ahead. And it's about surrendering and letting go and standing more in faith, more now than ever. And in the faith is the hope. And in that moment, opportunities that show up, even for me, and not that I'm hopeless because I always stand in the surrender of just allowing whatever to show up, but, you know, the most amazing just shows up in front of me. And even people who show up to relay that confirmation of the message or of the truth of what I chose for myself, and it's an empowering moment. And this is what people are starting to look for, is that empowering moment of, oh my gosh, I need help. I need guidance. I don't know which way to go. And they're feeling very lost and very hopeless and stuck. And there's this transformation of inner growth and inner push of releasing these patterns behaviors, what they did in the past, to being in this uncomfortable state of being if they're not used to that. Because when we hold on to the control, then we keep ourselves suffering. And when we release and surrender, we free our soul to allow what is and what was, what's meant and what is standing there to show up to help guide the way. It's not easy to do because it's not what we're used to. We learned how to connect to control and outcomes and expectations. And so we're being pushed to step into the uncertainty. And that is very uncomfortable for so many. And I mean, until I learned how to do it, it was even uncomfortable for me. I mean, we all got stuck in this pattern of a box. And now to open up from the box and to allow all things to be possible, people are realizing there's directions and a path to take ahead with many different choices, utilizing their soul gifts, utilizing the tools that they've gathered along the way, and bringing it forth to step into the better version of themselves. And this is happening over and over and over again with so many clients and so many people who search for healing. And so it's a universal property, you know, that people are awakening and stepping into the truth of who they really came here to be. And trusting, that's the most difficult of all, including for myself, is trusting that all is opening exactly as it's to be. So we're in this whole, you know, shift. And this is, there's something that showed up when I was doing my reflection. And, you know, we were always taught that it's who we know that's going to take us to the next level and the next level and the next level. So it's always who you know. We were taught, you know, who you know helps impact your life. But it's not who you know. It's actually knowing who you are. That is the key to the hopeful and the faith and the knowing of the truth, is knowing who you are. Because most people travel through this path in life and don't know who they are. They search from others to identify who they are or to give them that identity of the self. And it's through self-reflection that we get the answers and the truth. And that is the path that is showing up for people to take right now. So it's a very powerful time to be alive. It's a very powerful time for the shift and change of transformation to the best version of the self. And yes, for those who are lost and need a little direction, I am grateful to say that the messages do come through of helping those, you know, be guided through their path if they need some extra direction and help. But the most powerful is the self-discovery through your own soul growth and inner reflection. And so now I'm going to be teaching that. How do we get there?
Nice.
So it's very powerful. So we can take our first caller.
Okay, well, I wanted to ask you, where are you teaching and how can people who are local to that area find you?
Well, I'm teaching over, right now I'm going to be on the east coast of Florida in Melbourne area teaching coming up. But if people want to come for classes, they're continuous. And, you know, we're trying to do it in different areas and locations because there's people who are asking for the guidance. And if I have to do an online class, I can also offer that. It's just, you know, what people are asking for in the moment. And I'm open to, you know, all choices to be had. But right now I'm starting to work in Melbourne area. I have a great calling over there for help. And so that's where I'm guided to go. So if they want to contact me, they can always reach me through my website, wellness.com, or they can contact me through text on my phone, 407-432-7088. And we can discuss, you know, putting together a class for all to take the journey. It is a journey. It's not like a one-time class. This is a class that's going to continue for about seven classes because it's opening the soul of the seven. Seven is a very powerful number, but the seven frequencies, the seven energy portals,
yes,
the seven of all of us. So it's a very powerful class. It's actually the journey that I took in myself, and that's how this all came to be. So it's teaching
awesome.
It to others, and it's a useful tool for people to reflect on their own truth.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring in Christine, and she's calling in, if I can get the button to work, from Puerto Rico. Hi, Christine.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hello, Christine.
Hi.
How are you? How are you today?
I hope that helped you because I feel like you're going through it.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. I resonate with this message completely because I am going through it. I do feel like a little stuck and, you know, not sure of what's going on because I feel like I manifested a job. However, the job, it turns out to be harder than I expected and physically more demanding than I really want to do. So I'm trying to manifest a job that's easier, and I'm also trying to manifest a new home. So I'm just wondering what message do my guides have for me at this time?
Okay, so where you stepped, so this is what Spirit told me. You have been taking steps along the way to better and better and better yourself. This has been an ongoing thing with you. So it's like the patterns of behavior, there's always something to be had that's even better than what I had before. And so when things start to show up and happen, even when it gets difficult and it feels like an obstacle or a block, it took you to that place for you to meet who you need to meet along the way and mm-hmm. gather that information for what's to come. I actually see you staying here for a little bit, but mm-hmm. I do see, and I don't know, I'm not really good with time, but I do see a horseshoe, okay? So the horseshoe mm-hmm. to me is representing there's going to be this little bit of a curvature of time, and then you're going to step into something else. But you're to stay here for a little bit of time because there's someone who's going to show up or you're going to have interaction with that's going to take you to the next place.
Okay.
It's about being at the right place at the right time with you. And you're you're learning a lesson right now that you can't always get everything that you expected is not everything that you expected.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lesson in this, and it's not to quit and give up because it's too hard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about giving up because there's a lot of frustration that's around this right now because it's about people being demanding on you and you standing up in your own truth without being forced to go beyond your limitations. That is not healthy for you. And this has been an ongoing lesson for you, though, my dear,
mm-hmm.
in many ways.
Yeah.
Okay? Because when the going gets tough and you get going, you're going to keep repeating the cycle until you suck it up a little bit and say, you know what? I'm going to stand up and say, look, I can lift to this, but I cannot do that. We're going to have to bring in somebody else. Your biggest thing is they're going to let you go, but it's about standing up for your truth because you don't speak up. You just allow it to take you down until you have nothing left, and then you end up leaving with a lot of bitterness. Do you understand?
Yeah. I have been kind of trying to communicate with my boss now, trying to tell her, you know, what the issue is, and she doesn't really, it's not something that she can resolve. It's not something that anyone can do. It's basically there's these ants that always bite me whenever I go to work. And I'm trying to find a solution to that, but it's difficult because they're everywhere and they're very small, so they get on me every single day. So I'm trying to, fight through the pain because it's very painful. I'm getting bit every day, and I'm still showing up, and I'm still staying as long as I possibly can. But I eventually, when I get bit, I get really frustrated, so that I'll leave early sometimes because I'm in pain. So I don't know how to.
There has to be a way to, even if you use like demetanaceous earth or something that's not, you know, poisonous, and you can help to mm-hmm. maybe surround yourself and put a circle of demetanaceous earth around you as you're working or something, because that actually will remove the ants. They walk through it and they cannot stay here. I mean, the shell of it, you know, it does something to the ants, anything with a shell. So you might want to look into something like that. It's more of a natural remedy.
Okay.
And then you're not putting chemicals on your body. But I do see you working through something because you're at a place in your road where you are to utilize your knowing of, there's something you're supposed to learn at this place that you're at, but you're also mm-hmm. learning to have your own voice and stay with something instead of quitting.
Okay.
It's about shifting your patterns. And this is a test for you. That's all. It's a test. So it's about coming up with a solution for yourself. Okay.
Thank you for saying that, because I've honestly been wanting to quit, and you're telling me not to quit, so I won't.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
I feel like you're come up with a solution. When you tried everything, then you reflect and say, okay, I have literally tried everything. But there are solutions here, and you just haven't opened up to the solution. You're focusing more on the problem.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Just start to, like, you know, go in and see what helps with, you know, removing ants from things. And you can make yourself a safety circle and stay in that space so you can do your work and not have to worry about being bit. And it'll help, you know, the problem will go away. But it's about you learning how to make choices to help you. And
right.
I just see it working out. I do. And then the next place you go, I really feel it's a connection from whatever you are doing at this location right now.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for
Have
calling,
a good day.
Christine.
God bless you both.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. I'm going to bring in Joy from Kentucky now. Hi, Joy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Joy.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah, well, Spirit's telling me you're struggling a little bit and staying motivated to go forward. It's like you're taking one step forward and two steps back.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's about, some days you're losing your faith and feeling you're falling in the pattern of feeling hopeless. And it's like, okay, focus on your heart and your truth.
Okay.
You're letting the outside influences get in your head, and you're letting it get into your energy frequency field. And it is a distraction from your own truth. And when you're doing things or not doing things based on what others tell you, then you're not living in your full purpose of choice. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
People are getting in your way, girl. You know, look, people show up in our life, even our family, our spouses, our kids, whoever, friends.
Mm-hmm.
People who are not to be friends, doesn't matter. People show up in our life to teach us a lesson for self. And when we embrace it with gratitude and grace, even the painful ones, even the ones that are being a little out of line or doing that push to bring up that shadow side. It's about stepping away, being the observer, and really reflecting on your truth and stay focused on what you know to be your truth, not what other people say or what other people want you to do. Because when you do what others want us to do and we don't do it from our truth, then we have regret, resentment, anger, sadness, all of that. All of the shadow sides come up. So it's about holding strong in your truth, even if people don't agree with it. It's your truth. And giving yourself permission that it's okay. It's okay to continue with your heart leading the way.
Okay.
Does that help you?
It does. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay. So I have a job, which I do not like. I love making candles. It's a hobby. I sell them to family and friends. Do you ever see my money improving to where I could leave my job and do candles full time?
I will tell you this. When you step into your passion and your purpose, you choose when you choose to leave. Yes, absolutely. You can create anything for yourself. You could do it today.
Okay.
You have all the tools inside yourself to create. It's coming up for the holidays. You can create holiday stuff. And people, because your passion and your love goes into it, they will absolutely come to you. You could do it through different channels. You could do a farmer's market. You could do an online store. There's so many different paths to take where you're your own person. Do you understand?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
So it's about opening to receive direction without thinking.
Okay.
And I know that's hard for us to do, but it's about, you know, we get the answers. Okay, so I will tell you how this works. You know when you're sitting and you're thinking, what should I cook for dinner tonight? I have no idea. And you have a taste for something, but you're like, you know, I want to try something new. And then all of a sudden it comes to you and you're like, you know what? I'm going to look up this recipe online and see how to make it. That's the kind of messages that you get when you put it out to the universe and say, show me. And then you get thought and you're like, maybe I should look into an online store. Maybe I should look into how I could market myself and get in front of people. How many candles do I have to place in front of people in order for me to receive my full income of what I'm working so hard to do right now? And you'll be surprised. Do you know we did an event and there was a candle that was, there were crystals in it. It smelled so amazing. And they were selling that for $10. That was wholesale. That's not retail. It was $10. It was a soy candle. Okay. And when you think of it, you could bring that to different retail stores. You could produce for and be a wholesaler for somebody to purchase the love that you place into your product. And then you place the price on it. And if somebody were to place an order of 10 or 100, do the math.
Absolutely.
It's about take a look at what it is in order to receive the abundance that you are looking for. Okay? Because it's all going to come to you. And then you can say, you know what, I can do this with flying colors. Because when you put intention into something, especially your true purpose and your gifts, people receive that. And they want it. It's all about the intention. And when you do something you love, well, guess what's in that intention? Love. And so people receiving that, they're receiving love. So many people in this world need love right now. This is what we're all coming into, is awakening to our true gifts of the self, of the soul. Not working for others, but doing this for the self together with the others. We are shifting into a whole different frequency of time. There really is no time. It's about doing our gifts and bringing it together to help each other. That's what this whole world is shifting to. And when we keep focusing on, well, how am I going to do this? When is it going to happen? How am I going to make this money? We attach it to something. It keeps us in limitation. When we go out there and we are that true gift of the self and bring it to the people, all it takes is one person to say, thank you. This is beautiful. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I want to get one for this family member and that family member. And I could actually, I own the store. I'm going to actually place a big order. Can you handle it? And all of those gifts start to show up on the journey when you let go of the outcome. It's hard to teach people this, but it truly happens. It happened for me. It happens for people who show up, who are stuck in their job, who go every day unhappy doing something that they're connected to by a title or by a dollar sign, and they stay stuck in this routine behavior of all they ever did their entire lifetime and never step into their soul purpose or truth. Absolutely. Those who do, they totally shine. Because when you love what you do, I promise you, you never work a day in your life. And you never want to stop. Because when you touch people that way, okay, it's not about a candle. It's your gift. It's about the love. It's about the intention. It's about the receiving. When people receive that, that is priceless. You add to somebody's life because you showed up.
Absolutely.
You understand?
I do. I just made a gift basket that I was going to give to a silent auction for a lady that had cancer. So I'm hoping that that goes well. But yeah,
yes,
I agree.
And this is, but this is, and that's your gifting. That's your love. People receive it, and the person who receives it will help that person to heal. This is your intention and your gift inside of you. How do you put a price tag on that?
You can't.
You know what? Gratitude, when someone says to you, thank you so much, it's not about the price of your candle in monetary sense, even though, yes, there's an exchange. But it's so much more than that. Your gift is priceless. And the only person that can make your gift is you. Many people can make candles, but not everybody can make it with your touch, with your intention, with your love, because that is yours. You understand?
I do.
Okay. And I just see you doing so well for yourself. You know, it's funny because you have a mental block with thinking, how am I going to do this? You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I was told a long time ago, a couple years ago, just do it. Just do it. It seems so hard to just do it. Guess who was in the way? Me. I was in my own way. When I stepped out of my fears or the outcome or thinking, well, what if I fail? What if I don't deliver this the right way? Because we all have those thoughts. What if I don't make money? What if I, all these ifs. And you know what? I just signed up. I stood in front of people and I just did it. And that was the beginning to the best path I could ever imagine taking. If I had stayed in that fear, I never would have taken that step. And I would have been stuck where I was at that time. And looking back, I've traveled a long way. We all have this gift inside ourselves, and it's, we're in this awakening. the awakening is not just a global awakening. This is an individual self-awakening to the truth of who we are, to bring our gifts to this world on a level playing field to help each other. It's not about the ego and the competition. That's what was in the old world. This is the new world. This is the new path. This is the world we're frequency elevating to, the fifth dimensional plane of gifting and love. And when you stand in that frequency, you will see the abundance will just show up into your heart. That's powerful. Why would you want to go where you don't want to be? That doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
I say every day, my life is so magical. I mean, people don't understand how I can be so happy all the time. I am so happy. Every day I get so excited to wake up to go journey some more in discovery. I don't even plan it. I just live it. It seems so far-fetched. But I always receive the abundance in so many ways, and just monetary level. It's meeting people like you. It's meeting people who show up and helping people to find their own passion and love inside themselves. That, to me, is priceless. You cannot pay me enough. Souls that are waking up to their own truth and their own gifts, and to watch them as the observer to shine in their own light. That is so priceless to me. And that is why I get up every day to go out there and meet people and meet people and meet people. Because you never know who you're going to meet. And you never know who you're going to touch. But it just takes that one. Like the one with cancer. Because you showed up. Because you showed up with your gift. And that is priceless. Ask yourself in reflection, why do you wake up to go to someplace you don't want to be? That doesn't make sense.
Exactly. That is my daily thought. Like, I'm ready to go.
And it's about saying, you know what? Today's the day. Today's the day I'm taking the step to just do it. And I'm going to go out there and be this light in this world to help people. And I promise you, the people show up. The opportunities show up. It's about trusting. It's about listening to your truth and your heart and walking with that passion of the self. When you have that recipe, that is the recipe for success in wholeness in every way of your being. And that is what we teach to everybody. Could you imagine this world when everybody's standing in their soul purpose, doing their gifts to help each other? That is a very powerful earth. And that is where we're all going to. That's the togetherness. That's the love. And it's about starting now, because guess what? Ahead, it's coming really soon. This heaven on earth, it's coming real soon. I know it. I feel it. I've received messages about it. I'm about a year out. I heard it last March. I know that we're shifting to a higher frequency of love. And people are awakening to their reflection of, who am I? What am I to do? Am I to continue in this title, in this attachment to the things and the jobs and the, what I don't like to do, but I'm doing it just so I can cover my expenses, to be unhappy? And people are like, there has to be a different way. Yes, it's about turning inward and listening to the soul truth and trusting that you will be able to stand in that frequency to give to people and receive back. And I'll tell you what, when you're a giver, one of the hardest things to do as a giver is to receive in exchange. Because when we give, we give, we give, we burn out, we lose ourselves. And learning to receive is not easy. But when you open up to receive, it just keeps showing up and showing up and showing up in so many ways. And I have stories I could tell you that happened to me recently because I'm learning how to receive. And God is blessing me in so much abundance. I mean, I just went to a show, and I really wanted this crystal, but it was very expensive. Like, really, it's a very rare crystal. And the person who was, it was her booth, and she looked at me and she said, "You really like that, don't you?" I'm like, "I do, but I can't do it right now. It was a lot of money." And she was like, "You know what? I want to gift something to you." So she had smaller pieces of this crystal, and she handed it to me, and she said, "This is for you today because I know you need it. I know that this is going to mean something to you." Do you know that that moment was so priceless for me?
That's awesome.
And it's like this simple treasure that was placed in my hand with so much gratitude. But those are the things that show up on the journey you cannot understand until you learn through discovery how it all works. It's about letting go and trusting, letting go of the patterns of the past, the behaviors of the past. And it's funny, when I do my podcast, the days that I'm writing in my book, whatever I'm doing in my chapter that day, it all comes out in my podcast. So it's pretty funny. So yes, my dear, your answer is look within, and you'll know when the time comes to say, just do it. Stand in your truth.
I said it. I look forward to it very much.
Yes, you have all the tools to do it now.
Joy, we'd love to know. When you get your candle shop set up, you know, you can do it on Etsy, you can do it on Facebook Marketplace. I think Instagram has a place that you can sell things. You can sell just about anywhere you want. And like she said, farmers markets and whatnot. But if you get an online presence, let us know. Just drop us an email through Be Unique website, and let us know where you are, and we'll do what we can to help promote you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Well, have a beautiful
day. I have a strong feeling your candles are going to do very well.
Thank you. I look forward to that too.
that. Well, thank you. Alisa, as always, this has been an amazing show. That's the end of our callers, and we're almost at the end of our time. So I'm going to say goodbye, and I'll see you all later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Alisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Alisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit BeUnique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's BeUnique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Alisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.